This podcast is sponsored by Doctors of Waikiki, your local Hawaii Nissan dealers, and HMAA. This is Hawaii News Now, first at 4.
And first at 4, a developing story from the Big Island where a suspect is in custody following an officer-involved shooting in Hilo. We're told Hawaii County Police responded to an incident on Kumukoa Street near Moho'uli Park earlier this afternoon. Details of exactly what unfolded are not known at this time, but the department tells us both the officer and suspect are alive. They did not confirm whether anyone was injured. The area was shut down during the investigation. We're expecting to hear from police in about an hour, and we'll keep you updated with any new information on air and across all of our digital platforms. In our other top story, former Punahou coach Dwayne Ewan made his initial appearance in federal court today. Ewan was charged with possessing child pornography and will remain in federal custody at least until his detention hearing on Wednesday. Ewan has been accused of sexual misconduct by multiple people, including Punahou graduate and MMA star Elimelei McFarlane. His preliminary hearing is set for February 17th. 46-year-old Desmond Kekahuna has been charged with attempted murder and second-degree assault. Police say he intentionally drove at a high speed into a woman pushing her six-month-old baby in a stroller. He then beat the woman with a tire iron. The incident happened Wednesday morning at the Mililani Town Center. The baby was not hurt, but the woman was critically injured. Witnesses say Kekahuna also attacked a Good Samaritan trying to break up the assault. Investigators believe this was a random attack and there is no known relationship between Kekahuna and the victims. His bail is set at $1 million. The weather now, let's take you outside. A live look at Poipu on Kauai. Last weekend, extremely rainy. Is more wet weather on the way? Let's check in with Chief Meteorologist Jennifer Robbins. Hey, Jen.
And we gave you a few first alerts yesterday. Heads up that we would be seeing rain at this time for the western end of the state. And that's exactly what we're seeing on the radar. And you can see some thunderstorms and isolated to the Waianae Range. As we fly on in, we're talking about the wet weather that we're seeing over the Garden Isle. You see some misty conditions and steady stream as well. As we go a little bit farther towards the east, it's actually the Waianae Range seeing the heaviest of the showers and those thunderstorms coming down at 1 to 2 inches per hour. Right now, no major alerts are up because these are fast moving showers, so where they're not really going to be sticking around causing a lot of flooding, but we will be seeing some ponding on the roadways and maybe some flood advisories. As we zoom on in, you can see right there, we're talking about a half an inch per hour. And then even towards Eva, about Coral Sea Road, Midway Street, we're actually seeing a heavy pocket right there. That's about a half an inch per hour as well. And jumping over towards the Pali, very wet conditions. You'll have to be in the thick of it as you drive on through. Be careful, drive slowly, and also leave plenty of room before you and that car in front of you. And we will be tracking a few showers coming in over the eastern end of the state. I'll take a deeper look at that coming up soon.
Thank you very much, Jen. On the Valley Isle, the custodial interference case that triggered a Maile Amber Alert has been resolved with the child and his mother located. Authorities found 37-year-old Nadira Rosado and her three-month-old son around 4 this morning. Police say Rosado left her home in Wailuku with her son yesterday, the same day the boy's father was granted sole custody of him. A Maile Amber Alert was issued when the infant's father expressed concern for the baby's safety. Officials found the baby in good health and the Maile Amber Alert has been canceled. Rosado was arrested for custodial interference and later released pending investigation. Back on Oahu, a late-night fire at a Mililani townhouse. It happened at the Hale Kaloa Pau complex on Kaloa Pau Street. It's described as a six-unit, two-story building. Firefighters arrived at the scene just after 11:30. It was extinguished just before midnight. HFD reported no injuries. No word yet on the cause or damage estimate. Hawaii lawmakers began approving major tax breaks today, including ending the excise tax on groceries and on doctors who serve low-income and elderly patients in small clinics. Political and government reporter Daryl Huff heard the dramatic testimony. Let's check in with Daryl.
Mark, lawmakers heard a lot of passion and frustration today about how the state tax system not only is expensive, but is harmful to the poor and people needing medical care. In particular, in the Senate, we heard that excise taxes paid by doctors who serve the most vulnerable have been one reason patients are denied care and practitioners lose money.
Rapidly, skyrocketing inflation rates and decreasing reimbursements every year, there's a lot of practices that are on the verge of going under. They're basically losing tens of thousands of dollars a month despite the fact they're very busy.
While hospitals and large clinics are already exempt from paying the 4.5% excise tax, small practices and clinics must pay it and are not allowed to pass it on to their Medicaid, Medicare, or TRICARE patients, so many doctors turn them away.
So that is a reason why it is limiting access to patients with Medicare, TRICARE, and Medicaid. So this is not a physician problem. I want to emphasize that this is a patient's access problem.
Physicians frequently shy away from the entire concept that it's a funding problem, but it is. Changing the tax would change things for us into the future.
In the House, advocates pleaded for tax credits for families with children and ending excise taxes on groceries.
These are non-prepared food items, so it truly is regressive to tax these items because people actually need this to live, and lower-income individuals spend a much higher percentage of their income on groceries than higher-income individuals.
The House Committee on Economic Development passed that exemption, which would be a break for all families regardless of income, and also a children's tax credit targeting lower-income families.
Because if you have two kids, I have two children of my own, but if it's divided over 12 months, $1,000 comes out to about $80 a month, and then $500 is about $40 a month. So it would be more helpful if it was came in as a lump sum. But either way, this bill is a step in the right direction.
Help remain working families with kids remain here. Help them raise their children with all the necessities that they deserve.
It is still early in the legislative session, so while these tax relief ideas are among the first to move along, they still have a ways to go and will be weighed against competing tax break ideas and big spending plans for everything from climate change to homelessness. So buckle up. Daryl Huff, Hawaii News Now.
Daryl, thank you very much. A sixth Memphis police officer has been fired after the death of Tyree Nichols. Police say an internal investigation showed Officer Preston Hemphill violated multiple department policies in the violent arrest of Nichols, including rules surrounding the use of a stun gun. Five other Memphis officers were fired and criminally charged with second-degree murder after the incident last month. The Pentagon is closely monitoring a suspected Chinese spy balloon moving across the mainland. China claims it is a civilian airship used for weather research that was blown off course. Alice Barr has the latest from Washington.
Mark, we're hearing more reports of people spotting a giant balloon up in the sky, but beyond simple curiosity, it's touched off political finger-pointing and an international diplomatic crisis.
This thing is up in the sky.
A strange sight high in the sky, setting off alarm bells about potential Chinese surveillance, and now postponing Secretary of State Antony Blinken's planned trip to China just before he was set to leave.
What this has done is created the conditions that undermine the purpose of the trip.
Chinese officials saying they regret that what they're calling a civilian weather balloon crossed into U.S. airspace. The Pentagon isn't buying that.
We know that it's a surveillance balloon, and we do know that the balloon has violated U.S. airspace and international law.
The Defense Department's press secretary saying the balloon isn't just floating. It has the ability to maneuver and is flying at about 60,000 feet, well above civilian air traffic. Witnesses first spotted it above Billings, Montana, and it's now moving eastward across the middle of the country.
Right now, we assess that there is no threat, physical threat or military threat to people on the ground. So we're continuing to monitor.
White House officials telling NBC News they took action to make it very difficult for the Chinese to learn anything significant. The Defense Department noting that while it's assessing options, shooting the balloon down could cause damage or injuries to people on the ground. But many Republican lawmakers are accusing the Biden administration of not doing enough.
Well, we can't simply allow this thing to continue transiting across the United States.
Members of Congress now asking for a full intelligence briefing with questions left up in the air, along with that balloon that Americans may be able to see for themselves. Chinese officials are urging the U.S. to stay cool-headed, insisting that strong winds blew this balloon far off its intended course. When it was spotted above Montana, that was some 6,000 miles from China. In Washington, Alice Barr, Hawaii News Now.
Ahead on First at 4, the White House pledges more support for Ukraine in the fight against Russia. The relief being sent and a breakdown of what we could hear in the president's State of the Union address. Howard.
Unpredictable unemployment rattles the market. What the jobless report was expected to say and what it said instead, still ahead. The Dow fell over 100 points. The Nasdaq fell 1.5%. You're getting your news first at 4, and now here's a look at traffic.
Thank you very much, Howard. The afternoon drive right now on this Aloha Friday. Typical hot spot. Moanalua and Halawa crowded in all lanes across, and looks like some rain coming down. That's not helping with the slick roadways. This is approaching the stadium. Townbound, you are moving until the Middle Street merge. We'll give you a look at that in a few minutes. More news after the break.
This is Hawaii News Now.
Welcome back. State Senator Kurt Favela apologized on the Senate floor today for derogatory comments he made about the state's housing chief. Earlier this week, Governor Josh Green's administration filed a complaint on Monday with Senate President Ron Cochi after Favela compared housing chief Nani Medeiros to the devil and questioned her commitment to the Hawaiian people.
If I had offended her and her family of the things that I had said, I never meant to hurt her personally or her family. So again, I apologize for the words that I had said.
Governor Josh Green felt Favela's remarks were sincere.
That was the right thing to do. I appreciated Senator Favela's apology to Nani. Sometimes people say passionate things and it can hurt others, but his apology did seem genuine, and so we thank him for that.
The apology came after Favela and Cochi met this morning with Green and his chief of staff, Brooke Wilson, who agreed to later drop their complaint. In national news, President Joe Biden announced more support for Ukraine will be coming from the U.S. in the form of high-tech tanks. Hawaii News Now, Washington Bureau reporter Peter Zampa has the update.
President Joe Biden says he inherited a struggling economy and his administration has achieved results in turning it around. But Republicans say Biden's decisions have put the country in an economic hole.
Good morning, everyone.
President Joe Biden points to a low unemployment rate and the country recently gaining more than 500,000 jobs as a sign that his administration is moving the economy in the right direction.
While we may face setbacks along the way, and there will be some, there's more work to do, it's clear. Our plan is working because of the grit and resolve of the American worker.
But Republicans like Mississippi Senator Roger Wicker say Biden's large spending packages on infrastructure and pandemic relief played a major role in record-setting U.S. inflation.
It should have been obvious to students of Economics 101 that this would lead to inflation. And then, on top of that, this administration, right off the bat, went to war against American oil and gas.
Inflation is still increasing, but the rate of inflation has slowed steadily over the past several months. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says that is good news, but he's still wary.
While recent developments are encouraging, we will need substantially more evidence to be confident that inflation is on a sustained downward path.
Powell says the price of goods like cars and furniture are decreasing, but the price of services like dining out, health care, and travel are still increasing quickly. In Washington, I'm Brendan Cullerton.
You can watch President Biden's State of the Union address right here on KHNL at 4 p.m. Tuesday. Today's unemployment good news in many respects, but it shook up Wall Street. Howard Dykus has more. How's it, Howard?
Mark, the more the Fed hikes interest rates, the fewer people will flash their credit cards. So Fed rates affect corporate fortunes. Some traders like even bad news if they think it will make the Fed stop. Today's unemployment report was expected to show little job creation, under 200,000 new jobs. Instead, Washington counted over 500,000, more than double, and the jobless rate fell to 3.4%, the lowest since May 1969. That was 3 months before Woodstock. Stocks fell on fresh evidence that the Fed will likely raise interest rates more. The Dow fell 128 to close below 34,000. The city and county of Honolulu is opening its wait list again for Section 8 rental assistance. The funds come from Washington, from the U.S. Housing and Urban Development Department. There is no charge to apply. Pre-applications will open on Monday. Mark, back to you.
Have a great weekend, Howard. More news ahead, but first a look at the stories we're working on for the next half hour. Maui Mayor Richard Bisson assesses the recent fuel spill on Haleakala, where the cleanup efforts now stand. Congresswoman Jill Takuda has wrapped up her first full month on Capitol Hill. We catch up with the Hawaii representative. And a new exhibit centered on invasive species awareness is now up at the Honolulu Airport. That and much more at 4:30. After the break, a first alert forecast from Jen and a live report from the girls' basketball state championships.
This podcast is sponsored by Doctors of Waikiki, Hawaii's best urgent care, your local Hawaii Nissan dealers, and HMAA. We're passionate about your health.